And that sound means it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Why that would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative. Two great buildings right next to each other on Main Street in Carrboro. YouthWorks is the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, Healthy Girls Save the World, the Skajaja Fund, and more. And speaking of Skajaja, one of my favorite organizations here in our community, we are joined by Susan Sharishian, who is the board chair of Skajaja this year. Susan, thank you for being here in the studio today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
This is going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to be seeing more of each other tomorrow night because I'm emceeing the Beach Shack Boil, which is one of Skajaja's biggest fundraisers of the year.
It
and
is
you'll
actually
be there
the biggest
well.
Fundraiser.
Be biggest,
that's right. Yeah.
This is going to be super exciting. So for people who don't know, first of all, Skajaja. We've talked about Skajaja on the air, but for people who are just joining us, what is Skajaja? Who is it and what do you do?
Sure. So Skajaja, it's a funny name, but it's a great cause. Mm-hmm. Skajaja connects children in the community with extracurricular activities, sports, social activities, educational enrichment programs, and it's all sponsored by donations and fundraisers. And what we do is we allow these kids who wouldn't have the opportunity to participate in these activities the opportunity to participate, either through paying for their for their tuition or their club fees, or sometimes just the uniform. Sometimes there's transportation costs that these kids need. So it depends on what they need. We sponsor them. They fill out an application. I think the best part about Skajaja is that the requirement for the kid is that it do something positive for the community.
Yep.
The pay it forward aspect to me is what makes it so much different. And interestingly, when they fill out the application for the scholarship, they've got to indicate what their pay it forward activity is. So when we review these applications, we look at what they want and then what they're willing to do in order to get it. So to me, those two married together make this charity so much more unique and beneficial for the community and for the kids.
And I know from talking with like Charlotte and Eric White and Sandra Kamada and the people who are the people who work with Skajaja and have for years, one of the really cool things is that students come back again, like a basketball camp rolls around again, or they need to go to summer camp or classes or something like that. But they get more excited about the service project than they do about the thing they're doing the service project for. In some cases.
It's very true. Kids come back, then they get to high school and they can join the Skajaja Club. So there's so many ways for them to participate post their scholarship program. And tomorrow night, well, you'll see tomorrow night, we have some of these kids that are going to perform at the event. So we'll get to see firsthand what these lessons have done. We have a cello player playing tomorrow night at the
event.
That's
awesome. Yeah, will Commune University be there again?
Commune University will be there.
Commune University is just so terrific, the work that they do.
So it's... really minimal cost, really great benefit.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, we'll also have some teachers that have seen the positive impact and the parents. I mean, we talk all about the kids and the positive impact on the kids, but the whole family is impacted positively by this. So we'll hear from some of the parents tomorrow night, too.
And this is going to be the Beach Shack Boil. It's tomorrow evening at the Rick House in downtown Durham, which it was there last year, and it's such a terrific space. We were talking before we started just what a cool spot it is. 6 to 9:30 on Thursday. You can head to the website, right, to get tickets?
Yep, skajajafund.org.
Yep, and that's S-K-J-A-J-A, skajajafund.org. So head online and get more information. I'll be there as the MC, so I'll try to be super excited and keep things going.
And I'll be there,
It should
too.
Be pretty easy to do because it really is a terrific event. And the food's going to be great, right?
The food is great. Eric
boil.
White makes up a Low Country Boil.
Yes, he does.
And we've been going since the very first year. We've watched this sort of evolve into this really big event. Mm-hmm. It was a couple... 30, 40 people, Charlotte can correct me if I'm wrong, but at the Lake Hogan Farms Clubhouse the first couple years where we set up tables, and then we've evolved into a really lovely event.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking with Susan Sharishian again, the board chair of Skajaja, skajajafund.org is the website, S-K-J-A-J-A, skajajafund.org. Go there and find out more about the organization, how you can help out, and get tickets for the Beach Shack Boil. You're helping out a terrific cause. Silent auction there,
silent
too,
And live auction. I don't know if you participated in the live auction at all, but we auction, the live auction is really fun. Mm. It's centered around Fund a Kid.
Nice.
So you're actually contributing money for a direct cause. So it's not going into a big pool. You know, you're going to pay for cello lessons, for example, or taekwondo. Yeah,
really,
it's very cool.
SKJAJAfund.org for that. And we'll both be there tomorrow. We're looking forward to this. I've been looking forward to this for months, so I'm really excited about it. Cool. So we're speaking with Susan Sharishian. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I think so.
All right. No one ever is, but it's fine. get around the radio. Get your kids around the radio and get ready for this. This is a question for everyone. Here is today's question. What questions would you ask the world's oldest person? Had the opportunity to meet and talk to the oldest person in the world, what would you ask them? I think they're about 120 years old, give or take.
So 120.
So they go back basically to like 1897 or so?
I would probably, technology, that's the field in, so I would probably ask a question about technology, communication.
Yeah.
How did you communicate with people who were far away?
Yeah.
Did you write letters?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was before, pre-phone, right?
Yep.
So
one of the things that I was thinking about earlier today as I was driving here is the fact that I'm driving here. Like, I live in Durham, and I work in Chapel Hill, so I get in my car and I drive to Chapel Hill, and it takes 15 minutes, but that journey in 1897 would be impossible. You'd have to get up and... like, how long would it take for what today is an easy 15-minute car ride, probably an hour or more, to get just from Durham to Chapel Hill? Like,
and
what
why
a
would
difference
you come
that
here?
Would be. And why would you? Yeah, exactly. Or if I worked here, you'd have to live here as well, right?
You would grow your own food and have your own animals. So why would you come to Chapel Hill?
Yeah.
Except for to see the Tar Heels play, of
exactly,
course.
Right? And this job would just not even exist.
Really would.
No radio, no none of that, right? So...
like you would have been a thought leader to have this job.
Yeah, exactly. So that, yeah, communication, I think, definitely, too. And, like, transportation, like, what was the furthest you thought you could travel when you were growing up? Like, now we can go around the world, but that's a fairly recent development, too, right?
Yeah, guess in that... late 1800s, kids walked to school.
Yeah.
That would take them an hour, and it was, like, only a couple miles, a mile and a half.
Yep. Yeah, that would be my question, too. All right, we're in agreement. It's all about communication, transportation, and what the difference is. But if you're listening out there, if you're driving around, or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. We look forward to hearing your answers. We got Susan Sharishian here in the studio. SkajajaFund.org is the website. What else do people need to know about Skajaja, the Beach Shack Boil, how they can get involved, how they can help, anything else?
Yeah, there's lots of ways to get involved. Definitely visit the website. Like you said, skajajafund.org. You can donate to the cause. You can volunteer if you can't afford to donate, but you want to donate time. We can certainly use that. We would love to see you tomorrow night, but it's kind of short notice now. So, you know, there's lots of other ways to get involved.
Yeah. But seriously, if you don't have plans for tomorrow night, let's be grammatically correct. If you don't have plans for tomorrow night, head to the Rick House in downtown Durham, right in the northern part of downtown Durham, right? Beautiful place. And it's going to be a terrific event for a great cause. Music, dancing, live auction, silent auction, the most amazing food you're going to get in the area tomorrow night, and a whole lot more. And I'll be there, and so will Susan. So
can I mention one more thing?
Yes, go
for it. Very casual tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
don't
yeah.
fret if
yep.
you don't have to get dressed up.
It's a low country boil. Just come as you are.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Awesome. So that's tomorrow night. Skajajafund.org is the website. Susan, thank you so much. I'll see you in 24 hours or so.
It was really lovely meeting you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.